Now, the latest local news in South Jersey right here at the Jersey Giant, WMID, and WCMC. I'm Rick Brancatura. Well, today, 56-year-old Gary Kearns of Brick met a woman on Facebook, later sexually assaulted her in an Atlantic City hotel room, has been sentenced to 4 years in state prison. Monday now, he's eligible for parole. After 4 months, he'll also have to register as a sex offender. Kearns provided a woman a fake name when he communicated with a woman on Facebook, later brought her to Atlantic City under the pretense of going on a date, then sexually assaulted her. He pled guilty to second-degree sexual assault back on August 26th. Well, a very busy weekend and week ahead. Thanksgiving week has the Kappa Alpha Phi fraternity here in the city. Atlantic City Alumni Chapter handed out nearly 400 hams and turkeys to Atlantic City residents. The event organized by the chapter brothers and president, Reverend James Presley, held at Atlantic City City Hall. A lot of people were glad to be in line for that.
We got in line at 7:30.
7:30.
They said 10, now it's 11. We still got in line. We get to get turkey.
Listen, this time of year, it's all about helping people. And if we can come out here and donate some of our time that makes other people's lives just a little bit better, we're happy to do that, especially this time of year.
And Dominic DeFamphilis and many others took part in this. Many local chapters as well and other organizations are part of that today. Well, she's advocating for more close cooperation between the state and county governments with improvements to intersections involving state roadways and county roadways here in Atlantic County. That, according to Atlantic County Commissioner Amy Gatto. Gatto says, as far as she's concerned, all the studies in the world won't make a difference unless they get action and take action soon. There are a number of trouble spots right here in Atlantic County.
Love to see, even if it's an advocacy plan for intersections that are county and state, even if it's some kind of plan to elevate our voice on projects that are either taking numerous years or are sitting unfinished, like Cologne Route 30, where we have significant crash data. I think it would be great to have a proponent like that in a future plan.
Mel, ready, set, go. Atlantic City International Airport says this is going to be a heavy week for travel. Some passengers are packed and ready to earmark on their journey for the Thanksgiving destination. WIBT finds that AAA projects 79 million people will travel 50 miles or more from home over the holiday travel period, 1.7 million people compared to last year. Travelers say at Atlantic City International Airport they're ready for the action.
I kind of travel a lot for work, and sometimes checking in bags could be very stressful. It has been very smooth. Everybody was nice.
Seems pretty mellow, honestly. We just got here. Lots of hospitality. Actually, it was pretty easy. It was pretty easy going so far.
And Philadelphia International Airport anticipates 1 million passengers will walk through the terminals between November 22nd and December 3rd. Well, right now, he will not run for mayor. Atlantic City City Councilman Jesse Kurtz, who says he would like to throw his hat into the ring, but there are a lot of variables right now.
As of today, I am not going to run for mayor next year. I'm not going to do it, but I'm keeping my eye open, and, you know, who knows what's going to happen with the prosecutor's charges, who knows what's going to happen with the situation. I'm kind of taking each day as it comes, keep my eyes open with it, and in the meantime, just trying to be as effective as I can as a ward councilman, and also expand whenever I can. And outside of my ward to just do good things for people in other neighborhoods in Atlantic City. And look, I'll be ready when the opportunity comes. I'm not going to force it. But, you know, just wait for whatever comes next.
This is WIBG Note today. ACUA, the Atlantic County Utilities Authority, say there will be no ACUA collections on Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 28th. Stay with us. We'll bring you up to date as the week progresses.
WIBG 2020 Sports.
Women's 2020 Local Sports Monday, brought to you by Dunkin'. Have you had your Dunkin' today? And with that, the Millville High School football team had an opportunity to either tie the game or take a fourth quarter lead. They did it, thanks to Cameron Miller making an interception with 3 minutes, 23 seconds left, helping propel the Eagles to a 13-7 win over the Thunderbolts. The Eagles, who are top-ranked, will play Phillipsburg in the state final at Rutgers University coming up. Meanwhile, wasn't the greatest weekend for Holy Spirit. Junior quarterback Derek Zammit threw for 3 TDs, running for a score as top-seeded DePaul Catholic beat 4th-seeded Spirit 41-7 in a state non-public B semifinal. Meanwhile, for Spirit coach Andrew DeBescral, he said they have talent all over the field. We know what we've got. The loss ended Spirit's 9-game winning streak, which included playoff wins over Zadovan Catholic and St. Thomas Aquinas.
Meanwhile, in other regional games, Colorado's Shakur Sanders pushes officials at a loss that could keep Buffaloes out of the college football playoff this year. Entering Saturday, number 16 Colorado controlled its own destiny, Buffaloes losing to unranked Kansas 37-21 in their quest to earn an automatic bid in the 12-team postseason bracket. That's Wibbage 2020 Monday Local Sports, brought to you by Dunkin'. We got a mixture of sun and clouds today, temperatures in the chilly 50s. WMID, WCMC's chief forecaster Brittany Trumpy and Nor'easter Nick say Thanksgiving will remain cloudy, cool, chance of rain later in the day. Straight up, more of the classic oldies you love right here at the Jersey Giant, WMID and WCMC. I'm Rick Brancador.
Though there are some showers pushing in for early Tuesday, I think Tuesday afternoon features plenty of sunshine with temperatures back into the low 60s. Then as we head into your Wednesday, another system starts to push back in and we will see some rain and cold weather return as we head towards Thanksgiving and Black Friday. Temperatures back down into the low to mid 40s. Nick is back from his trip. He'll be back with you tomorrow. Meteorologist Brittany Trumpy is also back in the afternoons.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after these brief words from our sponsor.
If you've paid an insurance bill in the past 6 months, then you've hit 65 today.
Not Just Knots, 1045 Shore Road in Linwood, your center for clearance sale at Not Just Knots.
Classic Goldies, WMID.
WCMC Wildwood.
Serving the Jersey Shore.
Hi, everybody. It's Bob Pantano, host of the Saturday Night Dance Party in Philadelphia. When I'm at the Jersey Shore, there's nothing like listening to the classic oldies, 1340 WMID.
Classic oldies, WMID.
Atlantic City.